540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. The next phase of the debt ceiling story is playing out this week on Capitol Hill. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the future of the deal struck by the White House and House Speaker.
Several hardliners are threatening to scuttle the bill, which faces its first test this afternoon when it comes up for a vote in the GOP-dominated Rules Committee. Texas's Chip Roy sits on the panel and is a firm no.
So I'm going to be making that loud and clear to my Republican colleagues that this is not a deal that we should be taking.
A federal court has cleared the way for Purdue Pharma to settle thousands of legal claims tied to the opioid crisis. Purdue makes OxyContin. It overturned bankruptcy court protections for the owners of the company, members of the Sackler family. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more on new U.S. sanctions linked to the flood of fentanyl.
These latest sanctions target people and entities in China and Mexico accused of enabling counterfeit fentanyl-laced production. That includes pill press machines and other equipment used to make the counterfeit pills. Those pills are killing thousands of Americans each year. The overdose rate more than tripled from 2016 through 2021.
Memorial Day 2023 will be remembered in Hollywood, Florida, for the boardwalk shooting that sent people running for cover.
Nine people were transported to local hospitals, including several children, the youngest just 1 year old.
I saw a young man who was on the ground bleeding, and they were applying pressure to try to prevent bleeding. Also saw a lady that was very upset. So I think she had a wound to her leg.
Police say they have one person of interest in custody, but they are still looking for another suspect.
That's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez. A federal trial underway in Pittsburgh today for the man charged in the 2018 attack at a synagogue that left 11 people dead. Prosecutors say he harbored malice and hate for Jews. University of Pittsburgh law professor David Harris.
One of the functions of having a trial is that we tell the story in public. The victims have an opportunity. Here is what I experienced. This is what this has meant.
CBS's Jim Krasula tells us it looks like the travel projections for the holiday weekends were right about on the money.
The TSA says it screened nearly 10 million people at the nation's airports over the long holiday weekend between Friday and Monday. That was about 300,000 more than during the same period in pre-pandemic 2019. Friday's screening volume of 2.74 million was a post-pandemic single-day record.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 124 points. The NASDAQ is up 76. The S&P is up 4. This is CBS News.
There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. There are over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot trademarks of their respective companies.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Authorities still aren't saying why a train jumped the tracks in Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo Sunday. Nobody was hurt, and nothing in the derailed cars was a threat to public safety. Last we knew, authorities were still trying to track down who owns the derailed cars. Lawmakers this week will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Packers president Mark Murphy says he hasn't heard much opposition to the request.
No, I mean, it's economic development. It's going to help. It's going to benefit the state. You know, it's good for everybody.
Murphy was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee Sunday. 250,000 visitors are expected. The total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. In sports, the Brewers host Toronto tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No. Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin, and we are very excited. Well, I'm very excited because he's been on the show before, but I wasn't actually here when he was on. But Representative Evan Goyke, welcome to back to As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for having me back.
And so, actually, I think the last time I saw you was at Bird on a Wire for Luann Bird's fundraiser, which was wonderful, back in October. And I think you said, you're like, when am I getting back on the show? So sorry it took so long.
That's okay. I'm available. That was the coolest political event I've ever been to, though. That remains just, that was a special night.
It was, be a part of it. Yes, I totally agree. The music was so good. It was very Milwaukee. It was very uplifting. She is just a special human in general. And yeah, I was really happy that I got to be there for that. But and you were also on Earl's show today. So it's a big Civic Media Day for you.
Yeah, I should have just moved in and hung out at the studio all day. I've been a little bit more efficient.
Welcome anytime.
We have free snacks. You could have eaten breakfast for free. But all right. Well, so I gotta say, it was funny because we were talking about a potential bipartisan bill about nurses at the top of the show today. And you're like, whenever there's bipartisanship, we're like, yay, bipartisanship, because often there's not. And no one probably knows that better than you, who's been in the assembly for 12 years, going on 12 years.
Yeah, 11, going on 12. Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm surprised that you have as much hair as you have. And then it's not gray.
Gray now.
It isn't gray.
It's getting gray. Yeah, it's getting there.
Because you, being on the Joint Finance Committee, are at a lot of the center of a lot of the fights that are happening. And in fact, I actually made a video about one of your righteous, totally justified, but righteous anger moments last week when your mic got cut off, talking about not even passing paid leave and putting it in the budget, just studying it. Just studying paid leave. And you brought up, what did you bring up? And then we're going to play the clip.
Yeah, well, you know, I hit a sore spot because the Republican governor in the fall, Tim Michaels, the candidate for governor, embraces this policy. You know, the Republicans have spent 50 years trying to end Roe versus Wade, and then they did. And now they have no idea what to do. They are absolutely lost about what comes next. And so some Republicans like Tim Michaels have embraced paid family medical leave when somebody has a child. And so I just reminded them of their candidate's position in the fall. And that must have made Senator Howard Markline really mad. And So he shut me up by muting my microphone, which has never happened to me.
But then
before.
He turned it back on, and you had one of the best mic drop moments. I don't know. Did you practice that speech, or did that just come to you?
That was no idea that the day was going to unfold like that. So that was completely winging it.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me up. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Boom!
Cut me down and I will return five times what I was before. This from Star Wars or something, right? That's Obi-Wan.
Did it feel good to get that off your chest?
Well, it always feels good to get something like that off your chest. But I want to, I guess it's appropriate to thank Senator Howard Markline for what he did, because in response, more people are learning about the actual policy.
Yep.
I mean, remember, a speech feels good, but we lost.
Yeah.
Right. The more important thing is making progress towards enacting public policy that will help hundreds of thousands of families in Wisconsin. So I am grateful that he got very upset and turned off my microphone and got me really upset so that I could yell a lot so that we could have this conversation about how creating what is in essence an insurance program. It's much like unemployment compensation or Social Security, where workers can earn and set aside their a portion of their wages, and employers pay a small amount as well, so that when people grow their family or get sick or care for a loved one, they can do so with paid time off. It's a hugely important policy.
I totally agree. And you're right. I mean, sometimes that is the march towards actually getting something done, is just the continued awareness over it. And a viral video helps.
That's exactly right. And the more that gets spread, and the more, you know, it really isn't about yelling or having a mic muted. It's about the Republicans' unwillingness to actually have a policy debate about what they have fought and got a policy where women have to give birth if they're pregnant. So what's our responsibility after that? What do we do now in a post-Dobbs world? And, you know, some Republicans support this policy, and, you know, as a Democrat, I do too. So let's go. Let's get it done.
I totally agree. Well, one of the things we've talked a lot about this show, also having to do with having children, which is not dead yet, unless you have an update for us, is the Child Care Counts program, and potentially having some funding in the state budget to ensure that we just stay at the status quo, let alone help where we're at with child care. And as I've talked about on this show many times, this is an issue that is going to become very immediate and personal for me very soon. And I still need to get on some wait lists. But where are we as far as any updates that you can say, as far as how are Republicans at least understanding the child care situation?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, Thursday. So that the clip you played was from Tuesday of last week. Then Thursday we had a debate really around child care, and there was some commentary that was at least signaled that some Republicans understand that there needs to be a state involvement and subsidy to keep child care centers open. There were also some words exchanged that gives me an indication that they're not going to meet the mark set by the governor. The governor has, in his proposed budget, allocated $340 million. And so I think you're starting to see Republicans are going to do something. That something probably will not meet the need, and it probably will not, you know, fall short of the governor's mark. But, you know, I guess a step forward is positive. And and just as an additional indicator, when the budget debate began, the Republicans on Joint Finance removed over 500 items that, you know, can't come back up again. One of those was paid leave, which is why Senator Markline turned off my microphone. But interestingly, child care counts was not on that list.
Yeah,
it was not removed in that initial wave. And so that means it may indicate action on it at a later date.
We're talking to State Representative Evan Gwaeke of the Milwaukee area about kind of just state budget stuff in general and the sausage making process that he is privy to. So I guess because we've talked about that a fair amount as far as the 500 different issues that will not be included in the budget, besides that child care is still alive, depending on how much will actually be allocated towards it. What other issues are still alive that you think there's some bipartisan agreement on?
Well, you know, I think we have to increase funding for our public schools.
Yep.
The last budget gave a $0 increase in spendable money. And I think there's a recognition across the aisle that that has to happen. This coming Thursday, part of our agenda is on the Public Service Commission, which administers broadband expansion grants. So I think, you know, historically there's been some bipartisanship there. As also Thursday is debates about our building, what's called the capital budget, the state building plan. And that largely centers around our University of Wisconsin campuses. And the governor's suggested we put a lot of this one-time surplus cash into building these buildings, essentially buying a house but not having a mortgage. And the Republicans have indicated some support to that. And I'm hopeful that they'll follow the governor's lead, put a large amount of one-time cash into these building projects, and we'll have a more robust building budget than we've had in the last couple of budgets.
And then the final question, we only have like two or three minutes before the commercial, but where are we? Any updates on shared revenue? I know as of last week, it was Robin Voss saying we are done negotiating this bill. Devin Lebihue saying maybe not. You're obviously not in the Senate, but any updates as far as continued negotiations there?
Yeah, I from everything that I've heard last week in the halls of the Capitol, I'm no longer kind of at the table because, as you mentioned, I'm in the Assembly and the bill's in the Senate. My understanding is that conversations are continuing to happen. I think the earliest the Senate is in to vote would be June 7. And so what we'll have to really watch this week is, does the committee take a vote on the bill?
Okay.
And does that next process take place? They had a hearing last week. They have to actually vote on it. That's often where bills are amended. I think you can expect Senate action in the next week to 10 days. But from everything that I have heard and been party to, progress continues on the bill.
And as a Milwaukee representative, for where the bill's at right now, what's been negotiated so far, what still is up in the air, what's kind of the best case scenario for Milwaukee coming out of this bill?
My best case scenario is that the majority party in the legislature backs away from some of the unique treatments of how we self-govern, things that we can and cannot spend our money on under the bill, diversity, equity, inclusion, changes to the police and fire commission, the streetcar, public schools. You know, there are additional strings attached in the bill that are unique to Milwaukee that are not put on any other unit of government. So the more the deal for Milwaukee resembles how every other unit of government in Wisconsin is treated under the bill, the better for me. This is just reducing the amount of kind of the strings or the micromanaging or the changes on how we self-govern, the better.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but Representative Evan Gwaeke will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Right now. Right now.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC it back together. We'll fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PC
PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCAtBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 87. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 61. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, 89. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday with thunderstorms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
Strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinere.
That's from Star Wars.
I know it's from Star Wars.
Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting with Darth Vader.
Who's Darth Vader in this and who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah, this is important distinction. I'm a little nervous.
Our representative is Obi-Wan.
Of course. Our representative, Evan Goyke.
Please.
And our guest, our esteemed guest.
I'm done. Can I be done now? This is it. I have reached the pinnacle of my political career.
I do love.
It's done. I'm done.
Because there's a certain Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who also likes to use Star Wars imagery and metaphors. But on the flip side that I think the side that the three of us find ourselves on. And so, you know, it really can be used of who you have to specify. You have to specify who is Darth Vader, because depending on who's setting up the metaphor, it could be different. all right. Like I said,
Thank you, Jane.
Our guest for this half hour is Representative Evan Goyke. And we're talking about budget stuff, shared revenue stuff, which, you know, is shared revenue is non-budgetary because it was taken out and it is a separate bill, even though it has a lot to do with everyone's budget and every municipality's budget, but it is outside of the budget, right, Goyke?
Yeah, it is. And it will, the bill also directs, we still have to do a bunch of things on joint finance through the budget in order to make the things in the budget happen. So it is outside, but only on paper.
Only on paper.
It really is a bunch of talk. Yeah.
So then, but also remind me, so one of the other items that was in Governor Evers' proposed budget, but I think is also now a separate bill, is American Family Field, right?
Correct. Yeah, so the governor had recommended taking just under $300 million and basically investing it, setting it in a trust to grow over the next couple of years so that when the stadium needs maintenance or new dollars for projects, they could pull from that trust. The Republicans took that out. They do not have a plan really yet to show the world, but they think that it should be a blend of the state, the locals, and potentially the team paying for the stadium. So that is a really big question mark. Ball is definitely in the Republicans' court right now on what the next steps are for the future of that deal, the future of the Brewers and AmFam Field. And you know, there's been a lot publicly out this last week from Major League Baseball and from the Brewers about just, you know, what the stakes are. And, you know, we will see. Negotiations are taking place. What the details are, I don't think anyone knows, because the Republicans haven't put them on paper. They haven't introduced it as a budget motion or a bill yet. So, you know, more to come on that. That is a big item that's kind of left out there hanging without resolution.
And do you have What do you think? Like, what do you think would be the best deal as far as striking the difference between taxpayers paying more money or keeping the brewers, or kind of like, what are the different trade-offs that you're looking at?
I think losing the Brewers is a big loss for the state of Wisconsin and for Milwaukee. It would be a shame to see them go. There's really good math behind the governor's proposal. And I know, look, if you put the money in a bank account now and it can grow over time, we basically get $440 million worth of future repairs for $290 million today. And if we pay for it on an ongoing basis, the costs will escalate. We know that fixing the roof 10 years from now will cost different than it would cost today. And I'm concerned that we're going to end up paying more for the same amount of repairs and maintenance and improvements than if we just put the money away. We still have $6.9 billion surplus. So let's just use some of it. It's not a small amount of money, but I do support the governor's position in large part because it's the cheapest way to ensure the team is here for the next 20 minutes or 20 years.
Or maybe 20 minutes.
Let's hope not. The next 2 years or more. And frankly, it just takes all the question mark out of it, right? It just let's wrap it up and get them to yes and put the whole thing in a posture moving forward that's resolved.
And that's actually interesting. You're the first one who's said it in that plain language as far as like, let's take advantage of compound interest and the high interest rates we have right now because the Fed keeps trying to slow down inflation and actually be able to use this money in perpetuity, not in perpetuity, but in for a while. And I don't know if that part of his deal is advertised as much as far as why that kind of is smart math.
It's the nerdiest, wonkiest part of the deal, but just think about it. Put the money. We have a lot of cash now. This could be a one-time expenditure. Put it in the bank, lock it up. By the time the Brewers start drawing down $290 million is a lot more than I have in any kind of bank account.
What?
You know,
so no.
The interest.
You've been in the legislature for 11 years. You're not a millionaire yet.
Yeah. I'm not a millionaire yet. No, I am. It's pretty rough here in the assembly. But no, it is the smartest financial way to solve the problem in my estimation, because it actually it takes advantage of the power of compound interest.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're gonna have to have you back as these negotiations progress and develop. But then also, because we didn't even get to touch on the fact that you're gonna be running for a different office next year, and so we'll have to have you back to talk about city attorney. We'll have you back in a shorter period of time than the last time I saw you. I promise.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not wait 6 months. I would love to come back. I'm a candidate for city attorney in April of 2024 in the city of Milwaukee. So would love to come back and talk about that important election.
That very important election, because that's. Oy, that office right now. All right, different topic, different day. Representative Evan Goyke, thank you for coming on and spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you both.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, would you get a brain chip? I don't know. Depends on what it would do, but I'm leaning towards yes. We'll ask that question when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
It's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 5:40 a.m.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief. Today, a House committee will consider the deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling. CBS's Jared Hill.
Progressives and some hardline Republicans are both critical. Members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus wanted deeper spending cuts and are threatening to vote no.
We just heard from the mayor of Davenport, Iowa, Mike Mattson, after the partial collapse of a six-story apartment building over the weekend.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Five people unaccounted for, he says. Two may still be inside the building. Nine people hurt, including four children, one of them a year old, in a shooting yesterday on a boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida.
I saw a young man was on the ground bleeding, and they were applying pressure to try to prevent the bleeding.
At least one person under arrest, according to police. Other suspects sought. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's DNR is warning that over the next 2 months, we could see the worst spongy moth caterpillar outbreak in a decade. The invasive insect, formerly called the gypsy moth, primarily feeds on oak, birch, crabapple, aspen, and willow trees, but the moths will attack other trees and shrub species as well. Free courses of Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment for COVID-19 will still be offered for at least another few months, even after the Food and Drug Administration granted Pfizer full approval last week to market the medication. The U.S. government has stockpiled millions of doses of Paxlovid. Over 14,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported each week last month, although most cases in the U.S. are no longer reported to health authorities. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 61 tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 89. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates,
this is the Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
a lot of skin in this game, but if I have any, as
cheer for
Jimmy
Miami.
Butler, sure,
okay.
But the thing is, because then after it was the Sixers. They lost. They beat the Sixers because then Doc Rivers was also fired, and that was the joke of like Miami Heat's coming for everybody's coach. But I say that as a segue because the Milwaukee Bucks have hired a new coach.
Oh, they hired him.
Well, they're set to hire.
Okay,
set to hire Adrian Griffin as their new head coach. He will be the 17th head coach in franchise history, and this follows a 23-day search following the dismissal of Mike Budenholzer.
Who was so gracious on the way out.
He really was.
He was. It was just, if you're going to end a relationship, that's the way to do it, man. Class act.
Not like Dan Kelly?
Exactly.
It was basically the opposite.
The complete opposite.
The two spectrums of how to say goodbye.
And how to lose.
Yeah. Dan Kelly on what really never to do and never to be heard from again. And Bud, Coach Bud, being like just a class act.
All the way.
And he is selling his house. If anyone has an extra $7 million and you want to buy a house,
I'll search for it.
That is what his house is listed as.
Okay.
And
River Hills?
Probably.
Yeah.
That area. I mean, a $7 million house in Wisconsin is a pretty impressive house.
I would certainly.
There's not a ton
so.
Of property that is like multi-millions of dollars.
I mean, we have some.
There's some, but there's not a lot.
Lake Geneva area, you know, there are pockets. But yeah, $7 million should get you quite a bit of real estate.
Go pretty far
in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. But Griffin returns to Milwaukee. He was actually an assistant coach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he spent the last five seasons as an assistant coach in Toronto, where he was part of the championship team that won in the 2018-2019 season.
Okay.
And he's 48 years old and he began his coaching career in Milwaukee.
I like that.
So he's coming back.
He already knows the culture, he already knows the town, he's familiar-ish.
Yeah, he was here in 2008 and he was part of the a three-team trade on August 13th, which also brought Luke Ridenour and Damon Jones to Milwaukee. He began his coaching career in Milwaukee, but never played again. I'm confused on the wording of this. This is from Journal Sentinel. But anyways.
We're going to have a coach.
Today is an off day. It's almost like we just had a three-day weekend.
Well, and there's that. And I think a lot of people are still off.
Do you think so?
Oh, when I was driving in this morning, it was Deadsville on the roads. I think a lot of people are still on vacation.
My brain is still on vacation, apparently.
Well, and you're expecting, so.
We're just going to keep blaming that. All right. Well, we do have a very fun third hour. No sour, haha, fun time power hour, of which we only have four left.
Right.
Because a week from yesterday, on June 5th, we are changing schedules. We are going to be starting at 10 and going till noon. Instead of being 11 to 2 every day. And so, no sours. Ha ha, fun time power hour is going to be condensed, maybe called something else.
Right.
But
we'll still do fun things.
You know, we got to condense a lot into 2 hours after being at 3 hours since August. And so, but coming up in the last hour, we are going to be talking to the Experience MKE podcast guys, Steve Glenn and Adam Jarosz. Are here in studio, and they have a really big announcement.
Oh, yay.
So if you live in the Milwaukee area, if you ever visit Milwaukee, you definitely want to tune in for this. And then at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Jake Newborn of the Wisconsin Bike Fed, talking about Wisconsin Bike Week, which is next week. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one. fun, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch more, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
They're playing
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk.